To begin with, find a straight spine. And find your own breath. You've likely become accustomed to dropping into energy by now, so just take a moment. See if you can instantaneously drop down and drop in. And come present into your body. And feel your breath. So just simply breathing and also witnessing the breath. Connect to your energetic field now and tune into how far out your field expands in this current environment. Simply notice and observe. Notice what you feel. And notice what you sense. Notice what you may see in your mind's eye. Notice what you may see in your own sense of smell. From this space and place, bring to mind a question, whether a pressing issue or something that's been lingering, whatever pops up right now as most urgent for you. Just simply allow it to arise. And return to your breath. Breathe in, come in, drop down. Feel your breath and find your belly. And for a moment, feel and be grateful. Be grateful for yourself being carried on your own breath. Nothing to do, just simply breathe. So now, as you inhabit this centered space, revisit whatever came to mind a moment ago. Just simply bring it in. And as you do, notice its effect on your field. Likely, potentially, negative or a drop in energy, as this is why your intuition called it to mind. All right, so now get back to your center, drop the thought, and breathe in. Feel yourself in the place where you are, in your body. Sense your breath. See if you can retune yourself to a space of personal balance. Inhale, come in, drop down. Exhale, emotions and or strong feelings. See if you can move yourself closer toward neutrality. Just simply try to go there. Inhale, come present. Exhale, see what you can let go of in order to move to neutrality. Spend as long as you'd like and as you need here. from this space in neutrality. Just simply you being you right now on the particular day and time you are connected to neutrality. It does not matter how you arrived to sit down and meditate, only that you are here now. And now find your question. And feel the yes-no aspects in your field, in your mind's eye, in your energetic being. Next, ask yourself some more questions around this first question and see if you can energetically feel yes and no, truth or fear, positive charge and negative charge. This is your inner knowing. And spend as much time as you need and as you like with this exercise. Notice what's coming up for shift and release. Notice what's resonating as true, what's possibly resonating as fear. And just simply allowing your feel to be the yes and no version of a pendulum. The message is that you always know. As a matter of fact, you always knew. And just simply holding neutrality, witness the energies play out. I invite you to feel into them so that you can deeply come to an understanding that your energetic feelings have the potential to be intricately connected to your own inner knowing. And I'm focusing on energy here quite on purpose, as humanity is currently needing to offload some deep, dark, heavy emotions. So it's important as well at this time not to mistake emotions for energy. They're not necessarily the same thing. I invite you to return to exercise one, which will support you in clarifying these energies. When you come in and drop down, you will ultimately know what is real and what is story, what is truth and what is fear, what is yes and what is no. Remember that you always know.